It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap, and it's a special after Liverpool's anniversary of their 3-1 win over Everton in 2006. I am Dan Morgan, and I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones and Sean Rogers. And Neil Atkinson, the game, we watched it last night on Hot Mic. You know, we put it out to the subscribers and listeners to join us and watch it. We all had a big laugh at watching it, but there's so much to talk about over this game and over the time, really, of the whole era of Rafa and Moyes. One thing I want to touch on that stands out to me straight away is, well, firstly, a bit of context into the game. Liverpool come into the back of it after three good results, the free scoring, winning 3-1 at Newcastle, 5-1 at home to Fulham, 7-0 away to Birmingham in the Cup. The well out of sight of, or the well out of Chelsea, well out of sight of them in the league. Everton are seen as the form team from the new year inwards, but there's still a massive gap between Liverpool and Everton in the Premier League table. I think it's around 18 points, if I'm not mistaken. What strikes me, Neil, is when I look at both of these sides lining up, there is zero pace either side. And I think it's important to reference that Liverpool can be outdone by pace. This Benitez side can be outdone by pace at this time, because if you think of the Arsenal game, I think around the turn of New Year, where they go to Arsenal and Henry just absolutely tears a strip off them. It's the game when Gerrard plays the back pass to Reina and Henry gets in, but Henry gets a brace that day and he's just tormented in chief for Liverpool. So Liverpool can be got at, but when you look at Everton's side, it's almost criminally lacking in the amount of pace it has. And that's where I think Benitez calls it. I think he calls getting his footballers on the pitch. I think he calls getting players in midfield areas who can move the ball quickly away from Everton.
Absolutely. I think there's something in. The pace thing's a great shout. And I think that if you actually just look at Everton's squad for the season, bar maybe, and I'm not even sure how old he is, Anachibi, it's not even as though he's got, I think Anachibi's only about 18, he's in the squad list. It's not even as though he's got the option of any pace to call on full stop Moyes. So it's not even as though Benitez has got to anticipate the selection of Moyes and go, well, you know, I'll gamble that he'll go with cloggers, because basically all he's got's cloggers. And I think that it is striking, as you say, firstly, how slow Everton are, but also secondly, yeah, you know, Liverpool, there's one moment, arguably in the whole match, maybe two if you'd include Garcia running away for his goal, but there's McFadden running down the line past Risa, and that weird little bit of wrestler match the two of them get into. And apart from that, at no point is the pace of either side, certainly in terms of getting in behind, tested. And Everton's centre-half partnership is Stubbs and Weir, and Liverpool's is Carragher and Hippier. And Carragher is of the four of them, is not just probably the quickest, but he's probably the quickest by, if you got them to run 50 metres, he'd finish 10 metres ahead of all the rest. And Carragher, if he was on the call, would probably say, "And I wasn't that quick, lads." So I think it's absolutely telling, the complete lack of pace. And that's one of the reasons why, as the game wears on, both Alonso and Sissoko grow and grow and grow into the game, because Alonso doesn't have a ton of pace, but in this company, he's almost as fast as anyone. And Sissoko does, and Sissoko actually draws a few fouls in the second half of the game by virtue of the fact that he miscontrols it, but then just gets there first.